Hi guys, welcome to another episode of Sarah Speaks. So today I have my sisters here with me and I'll allow them introduce themselves.
Technically, we are your aunties.
That's such a technicality. How?
My name is Esther.
And I'm Tari.
Okay. So today is the Valentine's Day episode, as you guys have seen from the title. So I'm just going to be asking them a bunch of questions. There are not any romantic questions like that, but I'm just going to be asking them questions. So the first question is, what is the meaning of Valentine's Day in your country and what happens on this day?
Valentine's Day in my country, well, I think Valentine's Day just signifies giving in a romantic way and in the Christian way of doing things, but I think the biggest significance of Valentine in my country is giving.
Okay.
Giving gifts.
It's a day for romance.
Okay.
And yeah, for money to be spent.
Yes, so the second question is Valentine's Day more for men or women? And explain your answer.
I think women enjoy it more. Or women stand to enjoy Valentine's more in every part of the world. Because, both genders receive gifts, but I don't know, women are the ones that are very vocal about these things. So, yeah.
It's a mix of both. It may look to me, it looks like women enjoy more, but I feel like if you're a man that has sense, you should enjoy when your woman is happy. So in a roundabout way, if you do the right things, right, you would have that pleasure of seeing someone you care about being happy. And if you are fortunate to not be with an Igbo woman, you will also
you probably some Igbo slander.
Enjoy it yourself, well.
Okay, so that's why you guys think.
I don't even know.
They don't to give gifts.
It's not them that are pro boxers and white things like that.
So, okay. So, do you have any special plans for Valentine's Day?
No, I don't, because, I don't have any special plans for Valentine's
Day. That's right, it depends on what day on the week it is.
It's on a Tuesday. That's going to be a work day.
Yeah.
So,
special plans.
But who knows? I'm open for surprises, though. I want surprises. I want flowers and all those things.
Yeah, I'll treat myself. If nothing else, have like a nice home cooked. Yeah. As they say, romanticize.
I'll probably be writing an exam on that day. So that's it for me.
Hopefully, your crush.
Who's your man?
Yeah. Your crush will come correct. Bring them flowers and things.
They'll come and announce your name in Potter. We say, God Sarah Tia. Hall. What? Is this Hannah Hall? Like, what are your halls? There's a Sarah Hall, I mean.
No.
There's Esther, no Sarah Hall. There's Esther.
Dockers.
Yes. Then I'm currently Mary Hall.
Okay. Potter. You'll not see the boys waiting at the door.
No, that's not me, please. Jesus is my Valentine.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Papa will be proud.
Okay. So, what traditional Valentine's Day gift would you rather receive? Chocolate, flowers, or a card with a personal message?
Flowers.
Card if there's money in the card.
Flowers and money.
But yeah, definitely flowers.
Because money is now a traditional...
Mm-hmm, at this point,
so
yeah.
I don't know why you are...
In our culture. Money is in
cash
our country, yes.
Has to be... Part of the
of,
but not in. I don't like the tacky where they put the money in the flower. Mm. Get me flowers and get me a box of cash. Put it together and send it.
Nice.
Okay. So you think those things are tacky? The flower bouquets.
The flower.
Is it
money,
the flower? No, the
bouquet,
money cake.
I feel like
tacky.
It's very
money cake. Very tacky.
I think money cake.
I will
money
now be
flower.
Unbundling the money and be counting. Please credit my account.
Yeah, credit my account or put it in dumb, the.
Dumb.
You know
naira.
Naira notes now.
Of course not now, but why are you giving me work? If you want to give me work, give me work. Which one are you?
Put it in a box, fresh meat notes.
Okay, so money and flowers for Esther and card with money for Tari.
Money, basically, whether or not it comes with the card, it doesn't really matter, but...
Money speaks all the languages that the card is going to speak.
Okay, so do you guys think Valentine's Day is really about romantic love, or it's a good occasion to celebrate friends and self as well?
Oh, it's definitely like an all-round. I mean,
yeah,
you can't even limit it to record. How many people have true romantic loves or relationships around? So yeah, it's a good time to give back. It's a good time to, you know, celebrate your friends, your family, especially if you didn't get to do it during Christmas and whatnot. It's also another opportunity to celebrate just anybody, because I mean the true essence of Valentine is about Saint Valentine and, you know, the things that he did in his
time. Is that not a myth? Is that like a true?
But I feel like, yeah, I mean, showing love to people, not just your romantic partner. So show love to just anybody, really.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you also think same way?
Yeah.
Okay. So do you like romantic movies?
Yes.
More of a rom-com.
Yeah.
Because especially in Nigeria, I just feel like all these love things.
So, okay, it depends on the... So, with Western movies, rom-com.
Mm.
With Korean, give me pure romance.
Yep.
Nigeria, it's all romance, but...
Do Nigerian films have, like, good rom-coms? Are there good Nigerian
very
rom-coms?
Very few. It's like, I feel like the older... There was that... is it My Wedding Day? That one with Bovi and... Inidima. Then not a lot. It was wedding party comedy. Hade, yeah, it's Hade. It was rom com. Mm. And then what's it?
Wedding
party. A little bit with the what's that?
Yeah, I feel like
groomsman.
They balance it out. Like,
yeah.
The comedy and the romance.
Yeah.
Is that one is stopping the other? I just like rom coms, yeah, because I want to laugh.
Like a good Jennifer Aniston. Rom-com, old school, like early 2000s, early 2010s.
Why you try to sound like early 2000s is not that old, especially because...
No, but no, for me, the older ones, the older movies, Just Do It, all those older ones are more interesting than these ones.
Hmm. I think I'll watch some of them.
Can't relate,
wow, are we bringing Gen Z argument here?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so... Some couples have a song that is especially important to their relationship. Have you had this kind of romantic song?
Actually, yes. One time.
Really?
Yeah. I don't care when I'm with my baby. Yeah. All the bad things disappear. Making me feel like maybe I am somebody. But that person broke my heart into pieces. So yeah, I hate the song now.
Wonderful. Wow.
Frankly, I honestly thought it was absurd. I didn't know people actually have
this. Yeah, people do.
Wow.
A lot of people. I think sometimes it signifies a moment.
Yeah, it takes you back. Yeah.
Sometimes it meant because of music. So it could be anything.
It could be anything.
Yeah.
Me personally, I don't have.
I remember lockdown. I remember rain.
Wow.
I remember the idiot. So yeah.
Wow.
Oh.
I don't have, but I understand like when people have, because I don't have in relation to romantic. Like a person or anything, but like it's the way that this Renaissance album soundtrack of the last 6 months of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Like with each song, I can pinpoint what it does for me. So,
okay,
yeah,
so
but not necessarily.
Like sometimes
yeah. So
okay. So, do you think Valentine's Day is the most romantic day of the year?
No. I don't think so.
No, also, because it seems mostly performative.
Yeah.
So, I feel like even Christmas has more... It's not romance per se, but I like the...
Yeah,
you know, with the me and mine pyjamas thing and the family.
But
and, like,
I feel like
together.
The Christmas romance to me is more real or more organic.
Yeah.
It's so pre-planned.
Yeah.
But like this December now, you see that... There's a lot of proposals going around. So it feels really romantic because you did not see it coming. But on Valentine's Day, it's kind of expected for people that have been like in a long-term relationship. Like sometimes it's expected that, it's about time. So
if you're in a relationship, you wouldn't want to be proposed to on Valentine's Day?
No.
No, I don't mind, but don't do it in public. Because even if I intend to marry you, I'll say no.
Don't try it. Really?
A lot of people hate public proposals.
All those airport, mall type.
No, but then if I dated you, you have to be an idiot to come and have you in all this mall.
It needs to be very private, very intimate. I mean, even my wedding will be private and intimate. So is it proposed that you now want to go and do it in the middle?
Anybody that does all those mall, those very generic outdoor, you deserve anything you see. Anything you see.
I even saw one video recently. It was after 1 month, the guy was proposing to the baby. In the
only 1 month?
Yes.
That he dated?
1 month of relationship.
Where does he think he is? In America?
I don't know. I was wondering, like, did this thing really happen? This guy really came and proposed to this babe 1 month after they've been dating. Well, that's what DJ Copy did now. How long
did they really
date for?
I feel like that's a long prank. I mean, the prank...
Yeah, it may just be clout, content.
Yeah.
I mean, they are really engaged to be married.
But let's see.
We'll see.
I'm happy for them. We found love in a hopeless place.
Okay, so have you ever received a Valentine's Day card or a Valentine's Day gift from a secret admirer?
Secret admirer? No.
Yeah, I think last year it was a bit of a secret because I didn't know who sent it until, like, after some time. But
how did it make you feel?
Okay, so I was really pissed, to be honest, because first of all, the lady called me and said, oh, we have a surprise for you, and it's Valentine's Day. So I was excited that, oh, yeah, finally, I'm getting something on Valentine's Day. And it took, like, I think she called me, like, 11 in the morning, and this mysterious package came at 6. So this is, like, how many hours after, like... So I've been waiting and expecting and expecting, and then after the thing came, it was plastic flowers. I was like, who sends anybody plastic flowers? So I asked the lady, I said, who sends it? Because I was so angry. Like, if you want to do something, I think put in effort, do proper. But it wasn't the person's fault because he was not in Nigeria and he contacted all these companies, surprise companies, to put the thing together. And he actually paid a lot, but I think she just... You know,
the first one.
Yes.
The money,
yeah. Maybe she didn't expect that I would complain. But when I asked her who the person was, she said, oh, she'll tell the person to reveal himself. And he did. And I was like, thank you, but this is rubbish. I mean, 2,000 naira wine, plastic flowers, and she just put together like some piece of rubbish. So it was annoying more than surprising.
because of the So basically, it was the company's fault, right? Not the person.
Yeah, it was the company's fault, not the person's fault.
Have you ever received?
Okay, Femi tried to surprise me, but I knew because the person that he used is somebody that I know that he will use to do it. He used vanilla. Like, why would you do that? That is our spot. So when they called me, it's from Isaac. I know he's sending it. So
I haven't gotten one from a secret admirer, but I remember the first Valentine's gift I got. I loved it so much. It was really nice because. It was my boyfriend in secondary school.
Oh, you had boyfriend in secondary school?
Can't relate.
And I remember that day where SS3s now were in our multiple hall. We shall were kept in one corner of the hall to be reading for Jamba and Waek and whatnot. And they were using my bag now. So, well, FA, boys were segregated. Boys one side, girls one side. So they were now trying to pass the gift. Mm-hmm. You know, it's 9 p.m. now. They were still ringing the bell. So they were asking for my bag. They will send someone's gift. They were basically using my bag to web you. I'm like, man, nothing for me. Nothing. Back and forth. I'm back. Oh, so please help me. Help me pass this to so person. Aww. Help me send. Until I now got to the hostel. It was when I was emptying the bag. Apparently, my own stuff was inside. And I got a handmade card and teddy bear and necklace. Aww. And some.
Aww.
It was nice.
God win. My turn too. So cool. Okay, so what's the most romantic thing you think you've done for another person?
Well, in my defense, I've not had a very long or interesting love life. I don't have plenty people that I've had to be.
The only thing that I think I have done, which is something that you will not get me to do now, because now I'm wicked. But when I used to love people, go to the airport to pick somebody.
Oh.
Oh, well, I've traveled for somebody. It was just because I got to Lagos, but...
To go and wait, to go and wait for the person to land.
It was one thing, and that's why she doesn't have a castle.
Yeah.
You thought I'm going to be waiting at arrivals?
Yes, I've done it.
Did you have the little card saying the person's name?
No, now I know who I'm going to see, and the person knows that I'm there waiting.
Oh, that must have been cute.
Oh, I've traveled. I've done very foolish things for love. Very foolish. There was this my crush that was in C, was in your school. And I came, I'm doing surprise visit. I came to Lagos. I not only came to Lagos, I'm not going all the way to see you. And then there are no phones, so I'm texting this idiot on Twitter. Oh, I'm at the library waiting for, I've gone to his hall.
Oh!
I've gone to library. Where are you? DM me on, I've done DMs, personal response, I've gone to the TL.
Some restaurants charge higher prices on Valentine's Day. Are you willing to pay more to dine out on?
Immediately more. Anywhere that is not worth paying more on a normal day, I'm not going to pay more extra. Why? Like, I think I'll spend more money for better experiences, right? So if you want to, say, travel for the day or do something you would usually do or pay more for a good experience, but not like food. Food I can cook in my house.
Okay. So the last question is, how do you deal with unwanted romantic attention?
You insult them.
No,
you. That's a good one. I need to try this year.
Yeah, you use some money and they run away.
Very, I think it's very effective. It's a more effective one because men are masochists. They enjoy suffering. Like, no, because you find that you're very rude and insulting. You're telling this person, no, I don't. And they're still coming like and they're still. So I think, yes, that's the answer, money. When someone just tell you and they ask you, all this, all that, and you hit them, you hit them big, and then probably won't hear from them again.
Okay, so that's the end of today's episode, guys. I hope you enjoyed it. Bye.